The manifestation equation is something I came up with after years of experimenting with my own manifestation practice and tweaking my approach to it. Only when I applied each of the equation's four parts to my practice did I receive the results I'd been searching for. I'll walk you through it soon enough and teach you how to apply each element of the equation to any area or situation in your life. But for now, all you need to know is that the equation goes like this. Thoughts plus feelings plus actions plus faith equals successful manifestation. Seems pretty straightforward, right? It is. This equation is based on four universal laws. We'll get to those soon. And I'll spend the first half of this book breaking this equation down for you bit by bit, so it becomes even clearer. But first, let's take a little trip down the misguided manifestation path you've most likely wandered down. We've only been sold part of the story. The danger when a concept like manifestation catches fire and becomes the spiritual it thing, as this did around the mid-1990s, is that it can get watered down and oversimplified in the process of being packaged up for a mass market with a limited attention span. This was definitely true of poor manifestation, and it emerged from its moment in the spotlight, a shadow of its former self. So even if you think you're familiar with the concepts and practices of manifesting, I'm going to ask you to put those ideas to one side until you've finished this book. You might find the recipe you've been sold is not the whole story. Not by a long way. The law of attraction. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of the law of attraction. In fact, it's one of the four universal laws that the manifestation equation is based on. At its most basic level, the law of attraction states that positive thoughts create a positive outcome and negative thoughts create a negative outcome. I was first introduced to this law through the work of Esther Hicks. If you're not familiar with her work, perhaps you've heard of the spiritual entity known as Abraham, through whom she receives her teachings. And I probably lost a whole bunch of you right there with that one sentence. If you aren't familiar, I encourage you to explore her work and make your own mind up. This law became more mainstream in the mid-90s thanks to the hype that erupted around a certain secretive book and the movie that followed,